A front moving through the region has slowed down as it continues to make its way east, so we'll find plenty of clouds around as we move through the day, with the steadier rain tapering to showers as we head through the afternoon. With more clouds and showers around, it'll be rather cool and damp feeling as temperatures will hold mainly in the 60s across the region. High pressure building off the coast to our east will linger and gum up the weather system as we head through the weekend, with flow becoming more south and southeasterly. With that high pressure off the coast and low pressure approaching from the west, the heat and humidity will be on the rise through the weekend and into the beginning of next week too. Now, with the disturbance moving through Saturday and the increasing heat and humidity, we may find some scattered showers or thunderstorms trying to form up with the differential heating. With the unusually strong area of low pressure forecast to approach the beginning of next week, temperatures and dew points will surge on Father's Day, with temperatures in the 80s to near 90 degrees and the dew points rising well into the 60s and maybe near 70 in spots. That heat index will register in the low to mid-90s. A prefrontal trough moving in ahead of the cold front. We could see some showers and thunderstorms firing up as we go into Sunday afternoon. And with the Bermuda high sitting off the coast, it could slow down that frontal passage until later Monday, which would also ratchet up the potential for some severe weather. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across eastern Nebraska, western central Iowa, and northwestern Missouri. There's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms surrounding that enhanced risk from the Central Plains eastward to the mid-Mississippi River Valley, a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms surrounding the slight risk from the Central Plains eastward to the mid-Mississippi Valley as well, and a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms from the lower Mississippi Valley eastward to the east coast. Severe thunderstorms with wind damage and hail are possible this afternoon into tonight across parts of the Central Plains and lower to middle Missouri Valley, eastward into the middle and upper Mississippi Valley. Marginally severe thunderstorms with strong wind gusts may also impact parts of the Gulf Coast and eastern U.S. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, rain likely and maybe a thunderstorm. It'll be cloudy with a high in the low 70s and an east wind near 10 miles an hour. In Boston, a chance of showers later this afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 70. Quite breezy with a southeast wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, gradual clearing, a high in the low 70s and a wind out of the southwest.
Here's your latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Showers likely, cooler with highs only in the mid-60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers this evening, patchy fog overnight, lows near 60 degrees. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, showers likely, certainly not as warm with highs only in the upper 60s. For tonight, it'll be cloudy, a chance of showers this evening, some patchy fog possible overnight. Lows stay in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, showers likely, highs only in the mid-60s. And for tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers in the evening, then turning partly cloudy as we head through the overnight, patchy fog developing as well, lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, showers likely, a cooler day with highs only in the mid-60s, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers this evening, some patchy fog overnight, temperatures holding in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, showers likely, highs only in the upper 60s, with a south wind around 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers this evening, some patchy fog overnight, lows in the lower 60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Saturday, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and storms, highs in the upper 70s to mid-80s, partly sunny, warm and humid for Father's Day Sunday, a chance of showers and storms, highs in the 80s to near 90 degrees, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm on Monday, highs in the mid-70s to low 80s, partly sunny with a chance of showers Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the mid-70s to low 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.